Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Claire, how's the report coming? Remember, the deadline is at noon.
Yes, Mrs. Campbell, I'm working on it.
Oh, by the way, while you're at it, could you quickly look through this document? I'm trying to find the numbers for the Honeycomb account.
Right away, Mrs. Campbell, but I just need a few.
Come on, Claire, this is not going to take long. After that, you can just go right back to the report. I'll be right back.
But Mrs. Campbell, I have a meeting and the report is due. Every day is the same thing. How am I going to do this?
On this week's edition of Healthline, we take a look at managing stress in the workplace. In making a career choice, many of us have been told to choose what we love so we'd never spend a day of our lives working. But the reality is, no matter how much you love something or how little, just the right conditions can turn any environment into a stressful one. Director of Mental Health and Substance Abuse in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Maureen Irons-Morgan, says stress in the workplace is a mismatch of what is required of you and how much you feel that you are able to do.
And whenever this happens, the person experiences stress. And stress can be manifested in different ways in the body. There are, of course, physical manifestations as well as psychological and emotional.
Not everyone experiences stress in the same way. Dr. Irons-Morgan, who is also a consultant psychiatrist, says symptoms of stress can include physical manifestations such as anxiety and diarrhea. Another way a stressful environment is demonstrated is through a workplace having a high staff turnover.
And sometimes we even have something that we call presenteeism, where people are actually at work, but they are not accomplishing much. In other words, you have a reduced work performance. There may be poor timekeeping, and there usually you end up with a lot of complaints from the clients of the particular institution.
Experiencing stress at the workplace is not limited to stressors in the work environment, as external factors can cause one to be stressed while at work. Some stresses at the workplace include pressure to meet deadlines, job insecurity, and environmental problems, for example, encountering vermin or unsanitary conditions. Other factors include relationships at the workplace, organizational issues, and conflicts.
Sometimes there may be what we call personality issues. There are people with different personality types, and in particular, you do have people with personality disorders who are in the workplace, and that may pose certain kind of challenges in terms of people getting along, cooperating, working on a team. And these are some of the issues.
Though work can be stressing, there are ways to ease the pressure and promote a healthier work environment by finding a positive way to use stress.
We do recognize that stress is a part of life, by the way. And stress can be a challenging thing that leads you to improve. The problem with stress in the workplace and with harmful stress in general is that the stress is prolonged. And what it does is weakens the whole immune system.
Stress management at the workplace involves both employer and employees and begins with identifying the manifestations of stress and noting the situations that cause it. Dr. Irons-Morgan also emphasizes the importance of communication, especially between employers and employees in this process.
Improving communication, developing more healthy responses to certain challenges in the situation, establishing boundaries, for example, making it clear what the person's roles and functions are, what the reporting structure is so that there is no ambiguity and misunderstanding. Then people can, within yourself, you can learn how to relax.
Director of Mental Health and Substance Abuse in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Maureen Irons-Morgan. The Ministry of Health is drafting a workplace mental health policy that aims to address issues of stress in the workplace and promote a healthy work environment. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.